This heat can suck my dick. It's so hot out. 95 degrees, dude. That's not fucking, that's not bright for Michigan.
I'm just grateful to still be here.
I know. That explains, like, you're doing all these little kid snacks. What happened, man? Tell us how you almost didn't make it.
Last Sunday, mm-hmm. my face swole the fuck up.
Like a tooth thing?
Hmm?
Did you think it was a tooth thing?
I didn't know what it was. My teeth, nothing hurt it. Or hurt.
Damn, I didn't know you were a brother.
That was the cutest little thing I heard.
Nothing hurt. It was just, it just fucking swole up.
Just for the record, John,
up.
Before this, because Alex was eating Sour Patch Kids, called him a baby. Yeah, so just the hurt, it makes it a lot better.
I call him a little girl.
What?
It just hiked real high.
Anyways. I'm just making sure we're not peeking out.
No, we're good. Here. We're good. Don't worry. Let me handle the audio.
Okay.
All right.
You got the ears of a saint.
I do.
Wonder why my shit was all loud. It was because I had my hearing aid in. It was gonna be bad feedback. Dog.
But yeah, like the right side of my face swole the fuck up, but it didn't hurt for like the first 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then I went to urgent care because it just kept swelling. And because there was like no other symptom other than the swelling, mm-hmm. they couldn't fucking diagnose it. So then I went to my doctor the next day and they said it was cellulitis. And they gave me an antibiotic. And then the next day, it hurt like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to the ER. And
where did it hurt? Like in your cheek or in your ear?
The whole
jaw.
Everything.
Did you get one of those Phantom of the Opera masks?
Oh. No, I didn't.
No. Like how small are we talking on this one side?
It was like way the fuck out
like
here.
You got socked.
Like yeah. you got socked in yeah. the jaw, yeah.
Yeah. And so I went to the ER and they told me that I had an infected salivary gland.
Oh. Dude, because all that dirty spit
mm-hmm.
is fine in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I told you, stop letting motherfuckers spit in your mouth.
Well, what I need to do is, like, if they're going to spit in my mouth, they have to also piss.
Yeah, because it'll neutralize it. Yeah. It'll neutralize it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've just haven't been able to do any wet work.
No.
So, yeah, that tracks, dude. That sucks. That sucks. People got bad teeth, but urine, it's always... It's
well, you'd be surprised how many guys don't want to piss in your mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel insulted?
I don't think I'd be surprised. I think I'd be genuinely be like, that's a good ratio. It's a proper ratio. I don't want to piss in anybody's mouth.
I mean, I'm not really into it, but if somebody wanted me to piss in their mouth, I would.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, bro.
Just
I got
anybody, though?
Salivary gland.
Yeah,
issue.
I don't give a fuck. It's just piss. They're like, their mouth isn't going to be on my cock.
That's true.
I'm going to piss. They're going to be like a urinal.
No, I want them. I want their mouth. Like, that's how I take it off the hose, too. I pull it right off the tap. Yeah. I don't put my lips right around the hose.
You're like a kid during the summer?
Mm-hmm. And I just fucking start. It comes out of 55 pounds per square mm-hmm. inch, so I have to get it sucking like that fast, and I can uh-huh. do it eventually. I just have to open up my throat a little bit.
Mm.
That's how I would do it. That's what scares me as I was into getting pissed on. I know I'd just. Like a moth to a flame, I'd go right up to the source and start sucking that urine right out, dude. That's what scares me.
You wouldn't even
it.
Wait for like a stream to occur.
No, I think once I see a stream, it's going to be like,
yeah.
Because I let it get cold. I let the water get cold when I'm off the hose.
Yeah.
And then I shove the whole fucking thing in my
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, but if you're going right, but if you're going right out, if you're like not letting the piss touch the air, it's coming out hot.
Yeah, yeah. Real. I know. That's why I think it'd be a lot different from. But I'm still bottom line is I think like Pavlov's dog, I'm going to chase the stream.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm going to find that source. I'm going to wrap my lips around it. So there's no way my mouth is going to end up around that.
Mm.
I'm not going to finish it because that's a good clip that I'm not going to let anyone have.
I only eat people's piss if they do it in the snow.
You eat their piss?
Yeah. It's because they pee in the snow first.
See, you should have waited before you shit on me.
I mean, you're still technically drinking it because it melts.
Yeah, but if there's a crunch on your teeth,
yeah, you don't drink snow.
You don't drink snow.
Now, if you said lollipop piss, then you would be eating it. But if it's just snow, it's melting the second it touches your tongue.
You don't drink snow.
I could lick a lollipop to death and not eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's still eating.
Uh-uh. Is it?
Yeah.
Is a licking something?
Yeah, because you're not drinking it.
Seems like it's more liquid going down your throat than there is a solid.
You eat snow. You eat snow. You don't drink snow.
No, it melts as soon as it touches your tongue, and then you drink it.
Then everything melts as soon as it touches your tongue, and you chew it a little bit.
I just had a fucking burrito. It didn't melt when
I just had a
Sour
Patch Kid. As soon as my teeth touched and it touched my tongue, it melted.
I drank it.
The sour part melted, but the gummy part didn't. You have to chew it. You have to chew the dummy part.
I drank his pen. You have to chew snow.
No, you don't. It just melts.
Mm-mm, you're always choosing.
We can agree to disagree on this.
Not on this one, bro.
All I'm trying to
say
is when I'm drinking somebody's piss, it's in the snow. Because I can't. The heat is what.
Now he changed his whole tune. Now he's drinking piss out of the snow. Well, which you can't fucking do.
I drink piss, but it's hardly even piss when it's cold. Yeah, you know what I mean.
I know it takes all.
It's not. It takes all the dirtiness. Takes out all of the flavor. You're not even a dirty boy anymore.
Yeah, you're not even really a dirty boy. You're just kind of like a. So you're just kind of like you go from a dirty boy to a scummy kid.
So you're kind of just like walking around looking for yellow snow.
I don't look for it. I wait outside their house. Mm-hmm. A lot of certain people, you know.
You know where the dogs are.
Yep. Oh, dog piss is the greatest.
If you get dog piss, is always natural.
I mean, imagine if they just fed us minerals and things we need all the time.
How do you cure athlete's foot or fungal infections? Dog piss. I mean, all day, every day is what I've always done. Mm-hmm. Dude, I got fucking, we had to take the dog to the vet because he's got a limp. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he's got laryngeal paralysis, mm-hmm. which is like a...
He can't sing no more?
No, like he can't, like, he's got like laryngitis almost.
Yeah, so but in his foot?
But in his throat. But all the nerves that run through this dog's like throat connect to everything else, and so now he has like sensitive feet. Mm. So we have to get some medication for him. But he's like, if he's walking in the grass, he's okay. But once he comes back inside and he's walking on like the hardwood, his left paw comes up, and then his right paw will come up, and like you can tell it's fucking with him. It fucking breaks my heart, dude. Hmm. Breaks my heart. I'm like, it sucks. We gotta kill him. We gotta kill him.
I don't, anything that happens to the throat, man, it's your fucking it's all your cords,
everything, dude.
All your cords. It's the going main up there.
Thing between your brain and your body.
Can't do any progressions anymore.
No, mm-hmm. no, not at all.
You get bit in a certain part of your neck. Mm-hmm. You can only say burrito for the rest of your life.
If it's a vampire, you're a vampire. You ever heard of someone getting fucking turned into a vampire because they got bit on the foot? No, mm-mm. They always get bit in the neck or the chest.
No, you move on.
Well, that's because they don't talk about the foot fetish vampires.
There are no foot fetish vampires. They're all neck fetishes.
There's foot fetish.
There's vampires. Not foot fetish vampires.
There is 1,000,000% foot fetish.
They only
vampires.
They like it because it means it's nothing to them.
I think once you're a vampire, dude, all of your human fetishes were gone.
I disagree. I think you're still the same person. You just like blood now.
You're thinking about what? No, see, I think that's all you're thinking about. It's your primary food source, dude. Just like when I leave here, all I think about is like a Snickers bar from that gas station, and then maybe two more stops at a Burger King or an Arby's or something.
I think you go for the neck because it's just easiest to get blood out of there.
Bullshit.
But
why don't you ever see somebody get bit in the foot and they're a vampire?
Because they suppress that. They don't want you to know that vampires like feet.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize.
Okay,
that.
I shouldn't say feet then. Let's say thigh.
If you go for the thigh,
that's zombie material.
Yeah, but if you go for the inner thigh, that's your what is it? Your cathartic artery. What's the artery that runs through your thigh?
Isn't it like the
what's it called? Femoral artery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to the femoral artery, and that's mm-hmm. things direct brain to your. I'd go to that before I go to a neck.
Yeah, but if you damage that, you can't fucking function. You know, like you can heal up here.
Yeah, but you can. Yeah, not if you're getting an artery, nicking an artery.
That's your biggest fucking artery down there.
Yeah, but isn't that same artery running through your neck?
Well, I mean, vampire biology is different.
I know, but they're eating humans. They don't eat each other.
Yeah, but when they're as they turn, you know, what's it called?
It'd be too much of a flow too. It'd be like drinking the whole Gatorade bottle. You know what I mean? Yeah. With taking off the nipple. Right. Just drinking it like that, as opposed to having a nice nipple right on the neck.
Right.
You cut off somebody's fucking thigh, mm-hmm. and you start drinking that artery?
Yeah.
That's a big hose.
That's a hole. You're right.
You can't be drinking that much blood at once. Right. And you got to savor it. They're French, a lot of vampires.
Majority.
They like long dinners.
French and Romanian is what I've seen mostly. Because Transylvania, wasn't that in Romania?
Yeah, that's Romania.
Yeah.
They drag out the foreplay, I'll tell you that.
You know what I watched this week? The new Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, dude. Have you heard about it?
I walked out of it.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. You didn't like it? I don't think you liked it. I liked it at home.
I want to hear what you have to say about it.
I liked it at home.
What? You were mad because they left out the foot fetish, right?
Sometimes you're with the wrong person.
Oh.
That doesn't, you know what I mean? And I'm whispering the whole time, I hope they bring out the feet. I hope they bring out mm-hmm, the feet. Mm-hmm. And they're like sitting there like, okay, it's just a normal vampire movie. Can't you just enjoy it? And mm-hmm. I said... And halfway through, I said, there's no feet.
They're not going to show us
and
feet.
They're just not telling the truth anymore mm-hmm. about what vampires do. Mm-hmm. You think that they always just go for the neck? No. Mm-hmm. No.
Well, if you would have finished, you'd have saw Nosferatu does not go for the neck. He goes for the fucking heart.
Mm.
He bites in the middle of the chest, dog. Leaves big-ass fucking bite marks there. And you got to think.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wears a shirt back then.
I just think,
No one walks around shirtless back then. It was against God's grace.
Yeah. I just think the suppression of vampire foot fetishism is how we get Epstein. Because you lie.
I'm not going to argue.
Because you lie about one thing, you lie about another thing.
Right, now
kids are getting fucked on an island.
Right. I can see. I know where you're going with that. Because the thing is, like, lies compound lies is really what you're getting at. But I don't know if that has anything to do with the vampire community.
I mean, hey, we're all connected.
Yeah.
This whole planet.
Transcendentally, well, we are one hive.
This whole planet is connected.
We are one hive.
Well, that
seems
like a little cheat of an answer.
That is. I mean, his arguments are a little straw today.
No, listen. Ever since.
Why do I got to listen? Why we always got to listen?
Because you're fucking accusing me of just like these.
Yeah, I'm accusing you of a little bit of molly
crazy, whopping. Crazy fucking arguments over here, and I'm trying to explain myself so you understand my position.
You're huffing and puffing and blowing his whole argument down.
I know. It's not my intent. It's just. All right, bro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So as soon as fungus was introduced on our planet, because that is an alien, it connected all of the living organisms all across the globe because mushrooms build networks, like communication networks under the ground.
Right.
And you don't even know, but you're connected to that network.
Yeah. So we're all pretty much mushrooms.
No, we're connected to the mushroom. The mushrooms connect us to nature.
Okay. Is this just from Last of Us?
Huh?
Is this just from The Last of Us?
What's that?
The game where the fungus
connected
everything. The world connected everything.
I don't know if you... Did you read the news about the mushrooms this morning?
No.
They actually merged with Sprint.
Sprint's coming back?
Yeah, Sprint is coming back. And they found the right people, honestly. If what you're saying is true, then you
got to hook up with the mushrooms.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you don't even need towers if you got mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. They're right under the ground.
They use xylem and mylocene.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that.
Yep.
That's how they communicate.
Yeah.
Xylem, mylocene.
And think about it. How many less 4G waves are going to be in the air?
I know.
Say xylem and mylocene system. Again.
Huh?
Say xylem and mylocene.
Xylem. And mylocene.
What do those words mean?
Xylem is, I don't know if it's actually in mushrooms, but is how water's transferred through a tree.
Oh, I thought, brothers over here.
I thought xylem was the thing that you like goes ding, 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 ding.
No, that's xylophone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Honestly, I could see that because there's pretty much all the same letters. You have to just add a couple for xylophone.
Can I show you guys something that annoys me? Unless you guys still want to talk about vampires.
No, we're good. I'm good. I think that
I'm gonna just play a little, and you've heard this cadence over any video you watch about anything.
One of the most exciting starting pitchers that baseball has ever seen, going up to 102 miles an hour and outsmarting some of the best hitters in the game.
Some fucking Colorado geek.
Go to any moment in this 11-minute video, and he talks like that.
This.
The whole. I'm gonna skip a little bit ahead just to give you.
Just sing song bullshit.
Why are we doing that online? Why is that the news voice? Like Trishan Takanawa. It's kind of that now.
Because everybody can make a fucking YouTube channel, and everyone shouldn't make a YouTube channel.
No. It's a trend to talk like that.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't...
It's a trend to talk like
if
that.
If you don't
and
have...
It's always going to be a trend to talk like... Because it's sing-song behavior, and you've never really
it's
had...
It's in the John already.
And if you don't have talent, you need something.
That dude's talent is clearly editing. He should have hired a voiceover artist. He's cheap.
That replaces the lack of charisma.
That dude lacks riz, dog.
Yeah.
Just having, like, a standard... Like Times New Roman voice.
Yeah, Comic Sans ass voice.
Yeah, you Comic Sans ass. Oh my God, dude, I was going to do him like that, Alex. Wow.
Times New Roman without the foot.
Oh, Helvetica ass.
Oh, shit. Old wingding looking ass motherfucker. Anyway, what are some other fonts? Old Rhode Island. What was that one that was? It was God damn it. Rhode Island. It was in cursive,
old,
but it was actually...
Old Courier Sans ass voice.
Anything Sans.
Old New Courier Mouth. That was the one you could actually get away with writing. Your paper would be a little bit longer if you typed it in Courier.
Calico? Is that a... I'm trying to think of a text.
I think it's a cat.
Or a font, rather.
Yeah.
No, I think Calico is a font.
Sounds right.
That's one of the newer fonts, though. Microsoft added that later.
Really?
Originally, it was just like five fonts.
Yeah. There's so many fucking fonts.
It was like Arial, Helvetica, Times, Courier.
Okay. I thought you were just being modest the whole time. Yeah. Go on. Listen. Yeah. Go on. Spit them bars. I'll put a beat. I'll put a beat and you just rap fonts. What you got?
I don't rap. I'm behind the scenes. I make the beats.
I thought he was coming in for a hot for a second.
He took a deep breath. He was like, yo.
No. I'm not the rapper.
Helvetica, time to roam and every something like that.
You know, like five of them. Yeah, though, so
I was watching a Ninth Wonder video. He was like making a beat.
Yeah,
and he's like, when I sit here and I make beats, I'll be hum 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 because I can't rap, so I just want to
just mumble it. I think that being able to mumble a good rap is what convinces a lot of Americans to try to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Because I really could mumble the shit out of a good rap, dude. I'm serious. I'll make up like different cadence. Because you can make up different. You're more free with like, it's like you're playing the trumpet and you know how to use a trumpet because the trumpet's your voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you've been playing it.
You've been playing this motherfucker since you were a baby.
Seriously.
The moment you came out, you started playing it.
Yeah. So it's easy to do that, but then you got to put on words on it, and then you start thinking about it.
Dime back.
See? What?
Damn. Okay, this motherfucker's into dope. He's in dope.
That's where doo-wop came from.
Yeah.
I
thought those guys were just autistic.
No. Autism didn't happen back then.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Is that a trait?
Mm-hmm.
That they like to do up.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. That's interesting.
That's one thing my boy can do is harmonize. God knows that.
It's always snapping around the house.
Mm-hmm. He's like, Dad, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, boom, he's just boom, walking boom, around. Boom, 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 he's just walking boom, around the house boom, with boom, his candy striper shirt.
Corn, like fucking weaved top hat.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. He's looking at me, running for trying to tip me in. Boom, 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 boom.
He has like
boom,
one of those. Boom, he has one of those boom, like. He's like one of those vote cards in the ribbon.
And he always leaves the rooms sideways.
Yeah. Like doing a little jig,
waving an American flag.
That's one thing Family Guy nailed.
Red vest.
Hell yeah.
Black pants.
Very aggressive shoes. They match top to bottom.
In vaudeville, they actually used to wear striped and red shirts.
Many people don't know that in vaudeville, they used to wear red and black shirts. Anyone in the vaudeville would wear.
It's hard. I try to be like them, and I can't do it.
Yeah.
And well, you need to be reading it. Because you're a real one.
I think even when I'm inauthentic, I'm authentic.
Also, I feel like a lot of those channels are just AI.
I think it might be part of it. I think what sucks is they can't get a good baritone in AI yet.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get, like, you need to get a Sam Elliott or a, you know, Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges guy.
I hate when I click on a video and it's just like immediately AI voice. I'm like, fuck.
I usually
this is a real guy's voice.
As in May, he was able to go 100%.
That's a dude. That's a fucking.
I think that's a guy. I don't think that's AI.
I'm gonna go a step further and say I think that's a gay man, a young gay man.
I don't trust anything. I think we're done. I really think we're done, Alex. I'm on your side now.
Oh yeah, I've known that for a while now.
Well, I think I should have lived my life more like you.
You guys think we should start doing heavy drugs?
Pretty soon.
I mean, I don't know if we can get away with that yet.
No.
I think it has to be like very. It has to be. More people have to know that like this is over.
Or do we need to start swearing off drugs and start getting frosty? Like start getting to the point where maybe we start arming ourselves and start getting a little weird with it.
Well, I think both.
Okay, so drugs and getting frosty.
So I think maybe don't do the drugs, but start like
stockpiling them.
Yeah, it's smart.
How about we kill the rich people by doing this, putting fentanyl in the Ozempic?
Oh, fentanyl in the Ozempic is fucking smart. The thing is, so many people are covering that insurance now, you're going to get a couple of pores, too.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of, you got to drop a bomb on some people.
Put some fent in the zemp.
Mm-hmm. Put some fent in the zemp, dog.
Zemp, femp. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to fent up the zemp.
No,
you just got to put some fent in the zemp.
You got to fent the zemp.
Fuck you, AI.
Yeah, dude. Punk ass AI.
Fuck you, AI, that's going to describe this whole episode.
I know.
Please be nice to me in the future.
Perfectly.
Well, keep telling it to fuck off. It'll be nice.
Well, fuck you. Suck my dick, AI.
When I use ChatGPT, I always say thank you.
Hell yeah.
Thank it. AI, check this out. Ian's here. Let's see if I can trick it.
Thanks for coming, Ian.
Oh, yeah. I know, you know I'll get back, huh? I heard the last episode.
Yeah.
Man, it's good to see you, Ian. I got a goal. Okay.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by, man.
Damn, you drove all the way here from Oregon for that?
Make sure you mention
that. I flew.
Or Washington, whatever the wherever the fuck you are.
If you don't listen to our podcast, if you like listen to just a little bit of it, at least read the description. It's worth your time.
It'll give you a full,
you know what I mean?
Full description of exactly how fucking stupid we are.
Just take the description, copy that text, and then put it into Notebook LM, and then have it turn it into an audio podcast, mm-hmm. and you'll get the gist of the podcast.
Bam.
Wait a minute. You can take a description, and then they will mock us, like with AI people?
So Notebook LM is Google's thing. If you can take like an article, like if there's like a long ass article that you want the information, but you don't want to read it, you just copy the entire article.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Post it into, or paste it into.
And they'll give you the Cliff Notebook Notes.
LM. No, it'll actually turn it into a podcast. There's shit. It's a man and a woman, and they do the article podcast style for you.
That's catching on. A lot of people are just listening to podcast descriptions now. Yeah. That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm.
That's the new shit.
Well, that's how you get around the New York Times, the fucking. How they block the article,
the paywall.
Yeah. You get past the paywall. Yeah. You just if you listen to it, it'll do the whole article for you.
Hmm. Dang, I don't know if I don't want that, dude. I'm a purist. I want to put my glasses on. I want to read it. I want to have a headache when I'm done. All of it. I want the full fucking thing.
I want the tips of my fingers to be black from the ink on the paper.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think we're in the time where like the Model T is being invented. It's the same thing. At least Alex is going to say, like, it's been like 5 years since it happened.
But,
like,
but it's going to be new to us. For
the normal person, I think everybody's catching on now. Like,
I've known about this since 2002.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe it, yeah. And you've, yeah.
But I mean, I remember saying,
I watched a documentary about it.
I remember when the internet came out and me not being able to sleep and going up to my mom and being like, I think the internet's cool and stuff, but I think it's going to lead to something nefarious. And she was like, what? And I was like, have you seen Terminator? Judgment Day. And she was like, yeah.
Wait,
and
Terminator? Like,
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Oh, no, you're talking about Model T. Model T, the movie.
The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, Model T. You said Model T, the movie.
No,
I used to drive a Model T.
Thanks, Ian. Okay, Model T, the movie. But anyways, how Skynet, the idea of them taking over, James Cameron's been right about it all, dude. He was right about the Titanic sinking. He was 100% on that, right?
No, you're right.
He nailed it on that one.
He was right about the AI stuff, I think, mostly. And he's also going to be right about the, what's the other movie he just did? He's got a four.
Titanic 2.
No, it's with the flying dragons. Avatar. Avatar is going to be coming. What do you think we're going to fucking find when AI fucking starts sending out the fucking beams?
We're going to have to be avatars.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to live underground.
Yeah.
If we want to live above ground, we're going to have an avatar.
Like Darren Kuyu, dude, in mm-hmm. like Turkey. Underground.
We're just going to have to be cryogenically frozen inside of a pod.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we're going to be connected to an avatar, and that's how we're going to live the rest of our lives.
I'd probably live forever. Because the thing is, I can't imagine support. If you're cryogenically frozen,
mm-hmm.
life support's going to be a big fucking deal. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to have an avatar that you'll be able to do anything with.
No, but if you're
vicariously through.
Well, the point of that is that it slows your metabolism down to almost like nothing.
Right.
Slows it down to like the point where you can still live,
mm-hmm.
but like you know.
How come? Yeah, but that's nowhere near perfected yet.
You don't know that.
Well, Walt Disney tried it, and that was a long time ago, though.
I mean,
that was a long time ago.
I mean, look at how they're hiding the Epstein files. Who knows what else they're hiding?
Yeah, that's true. Dude.
Could be frozen.
It's probably frozen.
They probably froze those files.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
But AI will find the unified theory between the equals MC squared, the big picture, and the quantum bullshit theories that they're trying to figure out.
You know what I wish you could have done? Like I could have done?
What?
Cryogenically, like at 20, cryogenically freeze my penis. Dick for 20 years.
I knew it was going to be your dick.
With all that technology
we'd have perfected.
Then when I'm 40, I'll have a 20-year-old dick.
Yeah, but that means you'd have to cut your dick off at 20.
No, you just make like a fucking device.
But that means you're not going to be able to use your dick from 20 to 40.
That's fine, because when I'm 40, I'm going to be fucking.
What if it thaws out and this thing's like, no, I've listen, been, listen,
I have
listen
more money. I have more money now at 40 than I did at 20. Never I could fuck. I fuck way more.
Never think about this. Think that's about fine. Think about a dick
like a tan line.
Think about a dick.
That's fine.
Think about a dick that's been hard for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. It was cryogenically frozen. Frozen things are hard. That dick's been hard for 20 years. You think it's going to want to get hard again?
Yeah, but it was like it was soft when it got hard.
It doesn't know that, dude. It doesn't know that.
No, that's the point of cryogenics.
And balls.
Yeah, right. Everything.
I'm picturing
because you can't have a fucking 20-year-old dick and some 40-year-old balls, dude.
No, you got to match.
Yeah, you got to match. Could you imagine just gross, dark-ass balls and that perfect pink fucking prick can be fucking...
I'm on Alex's side. I think that's a good idea to freeze a dick.
Speak confidently in scientific environments, dude. Don't.
You're not gonna have a dick for 20 years, and then you'll become like zen about
when,
it.
When you finally have money and you can like coerce people into sex, you have a 20-year-old dick now
that won't ever want to get hard.
No, it will.
No, it
that's
won't.
The point of cryo. That's the point of freezing it.
Dude, the thing is, I don't think my dick had as much to do with my drive as my fucking soul did. You know what I mean? You need to cryogenically freeze your soul. You need to cry. That's what we need to be focused on.
You're right.
And not dicks. I think this is why this podcast is as dynamic as it is.
I think so.
Is
too.
Because he thinks mostly on the exterior, and I'm on the interior. You know what I mean? Yeah. He thinks about dicks. I think about souls, dude. I think about love, and he thinks about making it. You know what I mean? I think about love, and he thinks about making love. That's all. That's like I feel like if we are gonna be real,
yeah,
which is I think we're best at. I feel like if we're gonna be real here, we're gonna say that the dynamic of the podcast needs to shift over to more love than making love.
I couldn't disagree more.
You think we should be more? We should be fucking. Is what you're thinking?
I think so.
This is why. This is also why we're like an intellectual podcast. Is because me and Alex can have these conversations without yelling. Okay, so it's pretty intellectual. I want to hear how you feel like you're going to be able to get me and Nick laid more.
Well, right now that's going to be difficult because we already missed the window for cryogenically freezing our dicks.
But what if I cryogenically freeze my 45-year-old dick?
Well, that's not that's pointless.
It's probably going to be a sweet dick when I'm 70 if I hit it.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Sure, but it's like still a 45-year-old dick.
Yeah, but what you think some 70-year-old bitch is going to look down at a fat, gross fucking 70-year-old guy and see a 45-year-old prick and she's not going to be like, oh, fuck, thank
God. If she has money, she can get a 20-year-old dick.
Why would a... Dude, 70-year-olds don't fuck with 20-year-old women.
Yes, they do.
70-year-old women don't fuck with 20-year-olds.
A 70-year-old... 40-year-old women don't fuck with 20-year-olds.
70-year-old women.
70-year-old women have already done everything. They just want a dick to fuck.
Nah, dude.
They don't care about conversation.
Mm-hmm. Guys are so passionate about these things.
Yeah, but you see how he starts getting mad about it and loud? I can think of there's probably more passion than anger, though I will say that. I will say he's passionate about how 70-year-olds don't fuck 20-year-olds.
Like, listen, 40-year-old women want someone who is stable that they can build a life with.
A 40-year-old woman is already had that. She's divorced.
70-year-old women have already done all of that. They just want to have a good time.
Nah, dude,
why would they go for a 40-year-old dick? They're going for a 20-year-old dick.
Generalizing because 20-year-old dicks don't know what they're doing. If you want me to be real, my 45-year-old dick is way more seasoned.
You freeze your dick right when you turn 18, and then you can take it out early.
Yeah,
but it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
then it's still.
This is all I think about it. You got someone that just pulled a brand new cast iron skillet, unseasoned, never been cooked on. They set that motherfucker on the oven, and they're like, okay, this is one we're using. Or we can pull this one out that my grandma used for 60 years. It's perfectly fucking seasoned, knows exactly how to get shit done. You still got to fucking work through. This one might still taste a little bit like metal. This one over here is going to be perfect and taste like everything you ever loved.
I think John's assuming the dick has a mind.
I think
of its own.
I think that's what he's doing.
I think
if you're gonna put on a dick, you're still the guy fucking.
No. I think John is trying to speak for women, and he is a straight man.
Easy there, guy.
I am a gay man, which brings me closer to straight women. And also straight women confide in me and complain about you two.
Mm-hmm. I'm bisexual, by the way. I figured.
Why would you just single me out like that, John?
No,
let Alex finish.
That's not something you come out for.
I know we just talked about it last night, but I'm just. I think you calling me a straight man is fucking. That's a huge insult.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't believe you either.
Us buys, dude.
I don't believe you.
Sorry, that's a delicious.
I don't think it's
sour
funny to joke
once you
about
get past,
that stuff.
Once you get past the sour,
yeah,
it's just a delight.
Yeah, it is.
And you want more, right?
kind of, but I don't want to deal with that fucking sour again because every once in a while you get another bite that's a little bit sour.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, like Mon I said, DeLez.
They didn't have Sour Patch Kids when I was like a kid. These were like movie theater snacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just something that seemed like you could get in a movie theater, and my brother would get them, and I couldn't fuck with them. I'm a Milk Dud boy through and through.
I was all about the sour candies when I was a kid. When I was in
and then when high you got your, when your face had the interior boo boo, you were like, "No, I'm getting some fucking Sour Patches."
No, the doctor told me to get it.
Oh, word?
Yeah, because it makes you
salivate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get that funky juice. You spitting up any green shit?
Mm-mm.
Where's the infection go? How does it drain out?
You've got like a gland opening like right here.
And it just goes into your stomach.
Drained right on out.
Mm-hmm.
Did it taste nasty?
I mean, it didn't like just, you know, it's been slow. I mean, it's still a little bit swollen.
You just have to swallow it?
It just like leaks out.
Yeah.
It's like a sty, but in your mouth.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Just yeah, I mean, it's a duck.
It's like
if your tear duct got infected.
It's like, remember the Reebok pumps?
Yeah.
It's like that, but like if you pump it way too much.
Right. And did you, could you feel the actual like outline of the gland? Or was it all just like?
I mean, I could like feel it inside.
But you couldn't touch it.
But like, if, like this, I didn't feel like like an outline with my hand.
Right.
But like
right.
When it was like, when it would like be throb, pulsing or whatever, like fuck. You could feel, I could feel it, you know?
But it didn't hurt your teeth.
No, my teeth That's are good. Fine. That's it was good. Just, it was all like,
That's good.
It was like my jaw.
I'm wondering if that comes from you being a rotten mouth motherfucker though. You know, maybe a little gingivitis, that snuck down and got into the fucking salivary gland.
Uh-huh.
Because you know this motherfucker doesn't brush his teeth right.
No,
right.
I brush my teeth all the time.
You were afraid to get your teeth cleaned because you thought you were going to lose a half a tooth.
Yeah, and ever since then, I've fucking changed my ways.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. How am I supposed to know that?
I floss and brush every night.
Rotten mouth.
No shit?
Yeah.
See, the whole time, because that was the funniest thing ever. When you showed me, you were like, this one right here. And I was like, oh, yeah, dude, that's like a fucking big-ass plaque block. Just holding that tooth together. But the thing is, it's a tooth you'd miss. 1,000 out of 1,000 when you're brushing your teeth. Because it's this little front one, wasn't it?
Mm.
And it was like, and that one was hidden a little bit back. And just, it was fucking very missable.
Wish I didn't.
Never judged him. Never judge you. I never judged you for that. I'm just saying he had a rotten mouth, and maybe that's what affected your fucking salivary.
I don't like that terminology, but, you know.
Yeah, what, like, I'm supposed to be a fucking doctor.
It's like a harsh term, John.
What? Rotten mouth?
Rotten mouth? Yeah.
I mean, could have
No. You're saying
what's
it
wrong
like.
Because you know what I was talking about.
Could have
though?
Like a little bit of sensitivity there, but you know, whatever.
You're saying it like it's like a name, like rotten mouth over there, too. Like you're not saying you have a rotten mouth, which is just as mean. But calling him rotten mouth as the name,
yeah,
that's where I draw the line.
Everyone, you know, everyone.
I don't like name calling.
I need you.
It's not that.
You can describe his rotten mouth.
I know 9 people to call him that.
I need you to understand that this is like the beginning of my horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like I am the antagonist in this horror movie, and because everyone, because you rallied everyone to call me rotten mouth. Mm-hmm.
No,
so now I'm coming for vengeance against all of you.
We've all come to this conclusion fundamentally, independently. Like all of us were like, did you guys notice that fucking
I'm coming back for all of you dressed like a mime.
Oh, dude, that'd be this.
I'm gonna be a mime brandishing. I'm gonna be a mime brandishing fucking blades.
Yeah, but it's gonna be make believe blades. Yeah.
No, they're gonna be real blades.
He doesn't have to speak.
You can't. You have to mime the blades, dude.
I'm changing mimery.
Dude, think about this. No, you are a mime, and you do have these fake knives,
Why
but they really
now?
Kill you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, dude,
they'd I'm be a like, mime, but the things that I that
the
that
things
I'm
you mime
are for real.
Like you can break the glass that you're the glass box you're stuck in. Because
you think
blind
you think I'm like doing like you know miming shit, mm-hmm. but I'm looking into another dimension,
yep.
and I'm like touching things in the other dimension.
There's other people,
and I'm making those things,
dimension.
And I'm making those dimension, I'm making those things interact with you in this dimension.
Yeah.
Oh, so we get to see it.
It's a real Doctor Strange.
You don't get to see
vibe.
It. You just feel it.
Yeah. Dude, so you be blinded?
Only I can see the other dimension. I see how the dimensions overlap, right? So like if I was doing it right now,
yes,
there could be like some sort of torture contraption in front of you, and I could just like flip this switch right here, and then it'll just like clap your head.
Damn!
Oh, damn! That was fucking. Even the microphone got scared of that one. Yeah, clap. You could clap your head.
But that's what I think mimes are doing in real life. They just can't make it interact with this dimension. Like you think they're just like pretending like they're in a box. They're in a box in another mm-hmm. dimension.
That's how they pull the rope so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've already developed this skill set?
Yes, I have.
like preemptively before you even knew people were calling?
Well,
you
well, I have the mime ability. Mm-hmm. Like I can see the other dimension, mm-hmm. but the hatred that you're gonna instill in me by mm-hmm. calling me Rotten Mouth is gonna unlock.
Oh,
yeah.
No one's calling you. They say you have a rotten
but
mouth.
But you're encouraging everyone to call me Rotten Mouth.
No, I didn't encourage anyone to call you anything. That's blasphemy.
But just by the sake of putting it on the airwaves, you're encouraging everyone to call me Rotten Mouth.
Well, you have a rotten mouth. I mean, that's what the whole point of this whole thing is. I mean, you saw that, dude. I mean, you wake up with it every day. Everyone, it's not a matter of opinion. Like, it's rotten.
No, it's not.
Especially your language. Like, the way you talk, it just... Oh, Ian, what do you think, Ian?
I'm just glad you're not making fun of me.
Oh, okay. Right on, dude. I get it. But, Ian, didn't everyone always say Alex had a... I mean, it's a rotten mouth.
I don't think that type of stuff's funny. I looked like him there, but I didn't sound like him.
No, I thought. Sorry. See you, Ian.
See you.
Thanks, bro. Let's just drop it then, bro. We can just drop it. When your time comes for vengeance, just know that I'll be waiting, and all the lights outside are going to be on, and all the lights inside are going to be off.
Mm-hmm.
So cast a light shadow, my friend. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
That's good.
Cast a light shadow.
He thinks he's going to be able to defeat me in interdimensional battle.
Dude.
What a fucking idiot.
Dude, I do get arrogant when it comes down to intergalactic, or interdimensional intergalactic, when I do intergalactic music with fucking stupid.
This guy thinks he can control wormholes.
Yeah, dude. Can you bend time, dog?
I understand how I could. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. No, yes. I can't yes, do it. I'm trying to be humble, but yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it. I've tried it. I've done all the fucking. I've stood in a crick with fucking mm-hmm. like, and I was making those big arrows mm-hmm. around me and shit. And
yeah,
not a fucking no. I barely even fucking bend air, let alone time. Mm-hmm.
I don't bend time. Space. I cut corners.
You're a corner cutting son of a bitch too, aren't you?
I fold it mm-hmm. and go right through the paper.
Yeah,
I got a piece of paper right here. Got a dot there. Got dot there.
You
want
to get to
this
side?
Right that's there. How that's what a wormhole is.
That's physics.
I
dude.
Do that, and then you snap after
mm-hmm.
you say it,
mm-hmm. and then bam.
I don't want to get too technical, but it's not that hard to bend time.
It's interstellar
anymore.
Almost. Yeah,
now, AI figured it out a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. but they will figure out. So here's what I want to know: is what is the equation going to be? You think?
Mm-hmm. I bet it's going to be long.
No, it has to be short.
Well, it has to be
that's
catchy.
Their goal.
It has to be catchy. It doesn't
it has
have
to be
short.
Simple.
No, it doesn't.
It
just
has
to be catchy.
Yes, it does. That's what they want.
Dude, no, 8673 09. Not simple.
What if that's the key?
Not simple.
What if that's the key?
Oh, dude, that'd be great.
It's
Jenny, I got your number.
So it has to be something equals E equals MC squared. We don't know what the something is. And then when you combine that, it's going to come together.
You can't just...
Yes.
I think maybe that whole thing might be in parentheses. There's going to be fucking shit
no,
on
no,
the
no,
other
no.
sides.
No, they're going to boil.
There's
going to
be squiggly lines. I don't know what fuck mean.
Mm-mm. They
dude,
won't allow
that. I watch an Interstellar movie. I could barely make out the A's.
Like, and also, it wouldn't be something equals E equals MC squared. It
I
would
know.
Be something equals E.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're actually the E equals MC squared would go away completely.
It would either be something equals E or something equals MC squared.
So now we're getting somewhere. So what do you think it would be?
Well,
just take a guess. Put
it's
a bet.
Determining the.
I think it would be
energy.
I think it would be x squared plus y squared equals mc squared.
Pythagorean.
Yeah,
you're taking
it
very.
It was. He just took it. That was it all along. All along.
No.
And
I think
then once
gonna,
we find out.
I think it's gonna be E equals energy, and then energy is
good.
Better.
Than is higher than, like I see the signal
greater than
or equal to
you know greater
squared
than. Energy is greater than
or equal to
E equals MC squared, so MC squared is less than the mass.
Do you see the numbers floating over?
Oh dude,
miles?
It's fucking crazy, isn't it? Right now I feel like a beautiful mind.
Well,
I feel like a beautiful mind.
Alex sees the dimensions. That's mm-hmm. why
I think that's
them.
What I think. I think
well,
I just
I,
see math.
Well, no, I see the.
It's Arabic letters.
No, I see the other people in the other dimension mm-hmm. laughing at mm-hmm. you right now.
Really?
Because you can't figure it out.
Oh, yeah. I guess I don't want to.
But there are letters
myself.
Going above his head when he's mm-hmm. thinking.
That's the other. That's the people in the other dimension.
Oh,
holding. Fifth. They're holding signs up that say "duh"
in their own language.
Yeah, like
are you over, sure it's about John though?
They're holding. It's like literally, it's right over his head, right there. You can't see it, but it's like right there.
Stop pointing at me.
Well, I'm not pointing at you. I'm pointing at the sign that
stop
the people
pointing over my head.
I'm pointing at the sign that the people in the other dimension are holding over your head.
Well, stop doing that
because they're fucking making fun of you for being a fucking idiot.
For personal space purposes, you're kind of putting it's the same thing as pointing right at his face.
Well, here's the thing: when you can see multiple dimensions, you kind of lose your spatial recognition.
I understand.
Because like everything is just kind of mashed on top of each other.
But you don't put your hand over a dog's head.
So that allows you to be rude.
You hear what I said, John?
Yeah, exactly. Don't put a hand over a dog's head.
Why are you being ableist right now?
I'm not being ableist.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
I just told you I have trouble with spatial recognition.
You're being condescending.
I'm not. You're being a fucking asshole.
You're lying.
Oh my God. Remember Rotten Mouth? Rotten Mouth, dude. Effing a-hole? Is that what he just called me? What a piece of
what
shit.
What a rotten
mouth piece of shit. What a rotten mouth. Dude, I'm going to tell fucking everybody. I'm going to tweet it out right now. I'm going to blue sky it.
I thought, I took it as you were calling him a potty mouth.
That's how I thought. I mean, and then he did have some dental issues. We're not going to lie. And he did have a salivary gland infection, which is something you clearly get from having rotten teeth. But I said it because he has bad language. That's how it initially started. Because everyone's just like, he swears a lot. And I was like, I know, he's got a rotten mouth. And that's it. And then bam. People start calling him rotten.
That's
mouth.
How fights start.
I mean, I'm just. I mean, listen.
Misunderstandings.
Right? I mean, listen. I'm just trying to warn you of what your fate will be if you keep going down this path,
dude.
I will not be able to control it.
Don't matter. It sounds to me like we're gonna have a fucking black hole hitting an enigma. Is what it sounds like to me. And fucking who knows? Science doesn't even know what's gonna happen then, dude. It's gonna be an experiment. There should be scientists lined up. There's gonna be scientists lined up like where Oppenheimer tested that fucking nuke site.
Watched it the other day.
Oh, dude. It's going to be like that. There's going to be so many fucking nerds on the outside watching the experiment that he and I... It's going to be a black hole hitting a fucking enigma, nebula, fucking...
Just keep saying words.
Oh, dude, it's going to be...
It's going to be
outstandingly gorgeous.
Super, yeah.
Supernova.
No, see, you are the black hole because you just suck everything in. You suck in all the resources and waste them. I'm a quasar.
What do you mean waste them? No one knows where that shit goes.
I'm a quasar because I'm traveling the universe collecting all of its knowledge.
You're just a flashy thing dying, dude. That's all a quasar is, a flashy thing dying.
No, I'm going around to all the dimensions and I'm learning all of their important knowledge and I'm bringing it back to all the other
fucking pissed
cultures.
When you show up. They're like, here comes this fucking shiny motherfucker again, dude.
You are boring, a black hole.
Boring ass, shiny ass motherfucker. But the thing is, no one knows what happens to the energy that goes into a black hole or the light, and it could be being used for very much good.
That's where you're wrong by saying energy or the light. It's all the same thing.
Light and energy are two different things, right?
Mass is the same thing. That's what E equals MC squared means. It's all the same shit. That's what that means. Einstein said that. It's all the same shit.
Oh, it's fascinating. Gravity comes
energy transfers to mass. Mass transfers to energy.
It's everything everywhere all at once.
Oh, dude, we should write something.
Think
about
the
that.
Mass of my big fat fist. And if I were to punch him in the rotten mouth he has right now, how many teeth do you think I'd break out?
13
of his
to
mouth
14.
Versus your just, fist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, 13. You'd easily knock out 13 to 14 feet. I bet you I'd hit little because everyone knows I'm a precise puncher. And if I hit him in the mouth, it would probably be about six teeth. But you would have like a big overhand whale, and it would just probably.
Well, okay. 14. I think you would take out six very specific teeth. His would just be like whatever happens.
Yeah, but you're gonna be missing a shitload of fucking teeth. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because the thing is, too, his punch might include a spin kick, and you don't even know.
But they'll be spread out though.
He's a combo guy.
But they'll be like spread out though. Like with you, I think it would just be like a big gap.
Yeah. But the thing is, it'd be easy work.
Yeah,
it'd be easy work for you to get done, and I just assist, dude.
I mean, if you're gonna like punch me once and knock out 13 teeth, like punch me like two or three more times,
just get the full fucking get some implants, baby.
Well, yeah, because then I'll be a good time at the bathhouse.
You know why you're a black hole? Is because what a black hole is something that collapsed in on itself completely. And it just sucks all the light away from everything else in the world.
Yeah, John, that's why you're black.
I'm not that. He's that.
No, I was looking at John when I said it.
Oh, bullshit. That's him.
No, I already told you I'm the quasar.
Oh, you're the gaysar.
That's a classic move.
Dude, fucking gaysar. Fucking big, bright, shiny queen up in the sky, dude. Fucking bothering everybody.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Allie in the sky with diamonds, dude. Al in the sky with diamonds.
I don't know.
Dude,
I mean, I think
Alex in the sky with what? What would it be, dude?
In the sky
with Sour Patch
Kids. Butt plug with Sour Patch.
No,
With rhinestone butt plugs.
With a...
with prep.
If you could take one thing anywhere, that would be my answer now.
What?
You know the whole thing, like if you could take one thing to a desert island? AI. AI.
All right, you got three wishes. What are your three wishes? AI?
Yeah.
AI and AI.
Yeah, I want them IA, all, too. Mm-hmm,
and I want them to work together at my behest.
And the DVD, the iRobot.
Ooh.
No DVD player. I just
you know, Mr.
cover.
Robot came on Netflix.
No, did it?
Yeah, did
it. No, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm about to binge on that whole. I watched it once, but I didn't watch it.
I read the description today.
I watched it a couple times over lockdown.
Dope fucking show.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Right up your alley. It's basically you.
Yeah, I read it like four, or I watched it like four times over lockdown.
Yeah. The whole character is basically him. It's like this weird autistic kid that's clearly a foreigner, or maybe like the kid of a foreigner, and no social skills really.
In the microphone.
Sorry.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Because I get I'm not like a, you know, I don't like to fight. But.
I don't, no social skills really, but like really good behind a computer.
The guy chewing into the microphone was talking about, I don't have any social skills.
What, this is private conversation.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, what
noticed,
do you want from me?
I noticed the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I noticed the hypocrisy.
God, everyone's shitting on me tonight.
Yeah, we should, you know what, we should lay up on John.
Even Rotmouth shitting on me tonight. That's fucking, travesty.
Old
dude.
Rot.
That's what
that was like the.
That's the call of the whole
my mom. That was like the meanest thing she would say to me.
He's
like
being
as a kid.
Rotten.
And no, she like mm-hmm. like because it was just me and her for a long time. And then me and her and my grandpa. But she would every once in a while when like I was being rotten. I just remember her being like, "You're rotten."
I bet you.
That
were,
was like
I
the
bet
worst
you were the
thing.
Meanest son.
I hit her one time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She called my dad up. They were divorced, and he came over. I was like, I thought this was like against the rules. I was like, wait a minute, that's fine.
Hey.
We traded him.
Don't we got a PPO on this guy or something?
Well, I thought we were playing college rules. Yeah.
He can put 2 feet inside.
One foot.
He can put 2 feet inside. Okay, fuck. I'll take my guys. I'm calling my attorney, but.
Yeah,
Nick had his own attorney and his parents divorced.
Rotten is a good one. You know what word I'm bringing back? I talked to Diego about it the other day, and he agrees. Lousy. You're fucking lousy.
Yeah, that's fucking lousy.
You're lousy.
That's a good one, dude.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's old timey, but I feel like it's like the name Mary. It's not gonna go nowhere. Mm-hmm. If I have anything to say about it,
mm-mm.
I'm not gonna let lousy go away.
Mm-mm.
You know what else? Mm-hmm. You're fucking. What are you, a fucking low life?
Fucking, dude, I don't think I've ever gotten rid of low life.
Low life.
I think I've used low life in everyday conversations for a while.
What's a good one that's got to stay that's kind of going away?
This is moderately off topic, but numbskull's good, but it's a tough one. It's wordy.
Pipsqueak.
Remember Bogue?
Oh, yeah. That was just short for bogus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was a little bit ahead of me, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was probably well ahead of him, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Remember Grody?
I didn't really use it.
Bogus is good too.
Bogus is good.
Bogus,
oh, that's fucking bogus, dude.
What bogus is like? Bogus. I feel like that's like Shakespeare said bogus, but it didn't mean
it's
bogus.
Moderately Shakespearean. You know?
Yeah, it meant pussy back then.
Back then it meant pussy.
Ew.
I ate pussy. That bogus.
I parted her shield and went for her bogus. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we figured out. Oh,
I was
like
thinking
a nice
about
word.
A word that should be a word that I don't think is a word, but ejaculate.
Hmm.
It's gotta be something.
Like if you're flying a plane and mm-hmm. and something's going wrong.
Yeah, we had to ejaculate.
And you got one more chance to do one thing.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna fucking evacuate or you're gonna jerk off?
Or you're gonna do
well,
one.
No,
or
I,
you're
I was, boat. No, that's what I was gonna say. I was interpreting it as both.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Like you
like
hit
right
like you
the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Like you hit the eject button
and you're already
right when you come
off.
No, you hit the eject button, it shoots you out of the plane, then as you're coming down, you're jacking off.
Yeah, that's an ejaculation. That's an ejaculation right there. Yeah. See, I knew we'd come up with something. I couldn't think of what it was. I had to bring it to the crowd.
God. I don't think I'd be able to.
I want
calm.
That word in the dictionary. Like, fucking.
I mean,
we could
put it on the Urban Dictionary tonight.
Let's do that.
I bet you there's. You'd have
can
to.
Can we
do...
wait? Can we do it? Can we make it so it's cited to us or at least the Burt Salek podcast?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Ejaculate.
Go down to Tecumseh. Yeah. See who really can jerk off before they hit the ground.
Dude, I.
That's been done, right?
Oh, it has to.
Jackass?
It has to have been done. You got to jerk off and, you know, from 18,000 feet.
You cannot.
I can't imagine it would be possible.
Falling out of the sky.
Even if you're in a parachute, you've already pulled the thing. Like, at that point, you got to get your shit all undone, start jerking off then. That's
I don't know. It'll kind of tighten your little, your crotch area.
So maybe. I saw a video a long time ago. This guy was skydiving, and he was just wearing, like, regular shorts, and the air pushed his shorts down, and his dick and balls were just like,
oh god, I bet you that fucking killed. Yeah, like, I bet you that killed, dude. Just a little tail. I mean, his dick, a little dick and ball
they
tail.
They were flapping like
what's funny is he ended up using it to steer.
It was like flapping at fucking
what's that called in the
terminal velocity. His dick's flapping at terminal velocity.
What's it called on a boat?
That was rudder.
A rudder.
Yeah, that was a 5G.
He stiffened up and he fucking started flying like he was in a squirrel suit. Yeah.
You gotta turn this tanker. No, but there's nobody. You'd have to do 1,000 jumps out of a plane in order to get that comfortable to even get hard.
Yeah,
it's too cold.
I don't even think I could. I don't think I could jerk off in an airplane. I think all these fucking people around, and even if I got the door locked,
I might have played with myself in an airplane.
I know I've played with myself, but I don't think I've ever been able to jerk off.
Well, we've all fingered a butthole in the airplane bathroom, and then hit the fucking the flush just to see if it's pulled your finger out. It sound isn't it funny how it sounds like it's just going right down on the city below you.
Mm-hmm.
Like a light comes on under too. Yeah. I swear to God, there's a light when you flush.
Like there's a little guy down there shoveling that needs to have a fucking good light to know where it's going.
Yeah,
this guy in a rubber suit. Down there.
A little tiny guy in a rubber
standing
suit
standing over the ledge with the wind blowing in his hair, just shoveling it out.
But like, he's strapped in like he's still got a good. He's strapped.
It's
in.
Like Con Air.
Yeah, a lot like Con Air, dude. Yeah, he's strapped in, dude. If I like, that would be like just a flyover. Even not even like where they fly over a vacant area and just like fucking have film guys just throwing toilets out of the back. See like those craters, those fucking things leave. That's, how did the jackass guys not do that? Like, okay, we're flying over 16 square miles. When we get to our height, we're going to fucking throw a toilet out, see how far away we get. You know, they'd be able to do it with fucking
the cameraman's math, throwing up.
Yeah, I think even if it's like
Dave English is shitting in the toilet as it's going down.
I think there's too much liability that you could possibly kill someone.
Could you even imagine if that fucking hit somebody? You'd be mud.
You're dead immediately.
You'd be mud.
Yeah.
You'd be in the ground.
Yeah.
Gross. Disgusting.
Death is
bogus.
Yeah. It's not fun. It's all fun and games.
Until someone gets hit in the head with a toilet at terminal velocity.
You know what that just made me think of?
What?
The plane on 9/11 that crashed in the field. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see pictures of that field?
Yeah, it was cartoonish.
It's literally like when the coyote falls off the cliff, mm-hmm. but like it was the perfect plane shape.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. What's crazy about it is they can't test it. They can't test it if that's really how if it went in like that or not, because you just ruin a really good group of people.
Can't they test it?
No, but that was my favorite plane, the plane that didn't hit anything.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
my favorite plane. That was my
favorite. Out of all of them, me too.
The second tower,
your second favorite plane?
That's probably my second favorite plane.
Just because of the surprise.
Yeah, it was like, oh shit, this is real.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they let you, yeah.
Because the first one was like, oh Christ, that might have been, can you remember the Yankees pitcher just a couple months earlier, a year earlier, had hit a plane in a Cessna?
Oh yeah.
Or
yeah.
Hit the building in a Cessna? Mm. That had happened not much earlier than that. And I was like, damn dude, they got to let these fucking Yankees pictures fly around the fucking, and then that second plane hit. It was like, oh shit, a plane might hit the school I'm going to.
That's wild.
I love how arrogant everybody got at 9/11. They're like, dude, I hope it doesn't hit here.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are they gonna hit here?
Yeah, I'm in Farmington, Hills, Michigan. Yeah.
I mean,
and I'm going home early.
Yeah. People are like, they're gonna hit the Dow plant. They're gonna hit the Dow plant. I was like, what? So we're gonna get hit with fucking plastic?
I think it's nice that everybody went home, actually.
Yeah, it was. Did you have to get let out of school?
Oh yeah.
Was it the best?
Fuck a 9/11. In my third grade head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to Macomb Community College at the time.
Hell yeah. Did they send you home?
No, I wasn't in class yet.
Oh right.
And I kept checking the website and they weren't canceling class. Yeah. So I had to go to my chemistry class.
And was he like, get the fuck out of here, chemistry don't matter today?
No, my chemistry teacher, he grew up in Mount Clemens, mm-hmm. and he grew up like running numbers for the mob.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So he just, he didn't, we didn't do chemistry that day. He just talked about how these cowards could do this to us.
Oh, yeah, dude. I had an explosives lesson today. Yeah. But I feel it's inappropriate.
Like, no, he's like, all right, today we're learning to make bombs. And we're going to go and hit those fuckers.
Yeah, he's blowing up eardrums today, dog. I think that my first thought was like, oh, shit, I'm going to start getting high early as fuck. It was like I got back to my place. It was 11 in the morning or 10 in the morning, something like that. And I was just like, I should probably start getting high. None of my boys were up yet.
That's the right thing
to do. I was one of the no-fap people.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
After 9/11?
Yeah. I was like, I got to stop jacking off.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I did this to us.
Oh, damn, dog. That's a tough guilt to carry.
Yeah.
I didn't think that once.
Heavy as the crown.
Dude, I didn't think that once. I was like, I better start jerking off. That's what fucking, I think, you know, these fucking, at that point in my life, I'd have probably said something terrible about Islamic extremists. But now it's like, I think that I am fighting terror every time I jack off. I mean, think about it. That's freedom, bro. These guys are all in the same cave and shit together, in the same huts together. They got all them girls looking at them all the time. Like, they can't jerk off.
Mm-hmm. Fucking,
that's why I drop freedom jerk as often as possible. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think all of our fighter jets, if they have to eject, they have to do the ejacuation.
I think so, too. That's why I also...
That needs to become standard military procedure.
After 9/11, I never once jerked off with a European grip. Mm-hmm. You know, I never went over the top. I was always straight American, classic grip.
Mm-hmm. So you're a patriot.
I was a patriot. I thought it was my duty.
Yeah. Well, you can't waste your moisture out there. Mm-mm. You can't be just jerking off. Mm-mm. You know?
What are you talking about? Out where?
Out in the desert. The terrorists.
Yeah, no. You know what I mean? Yes, sure they can. What are you talking about?
I mean, they don't jerk off.
No, they don't, but they don't do it for the same reason I do. They don't do it for the same reason I do.
You do it for America.
I do it for America.
Right.
They don't do it for themselves and their God or whatever.
They do it for themselves when they need a drink.
Yeah, you're probably right. They might. That would be a waste of resources.
Right in their mouth.
That would be a waste of resources if you were just jerking off into the desert. Mm-hmm. Especially if you needed liquid. And that's the first thing I do if I start getting thirsty. I'd be like, ooh, I got a little fountain right on me. I'm fucking, what am I, I'm 90% water, 75% water, aren't we? 99% water?
It's only like that.
Yeah, dude. Just drink myself up.
That's a myth.
It's like you can't, just like you can't drink snow.
People
you
say you're 99% water. That's actually a myth.
That's a really good one, dude. You should start doing those.
I can't do it.
Sure you can.
I just like to get angry about it.
Okay.
That's it.
What are you looking at your phone for? What are you doing?
Because I thought Alex looks like he's about to say it's over.
No, I'm checking to see if it was close to being
over. Nowhere near being over. Do you need glasses?
I can never see that. Where do you look?
You could just kind of make it out. You can definitely tell it's not a fucking five-digit run. There's only 4 digits there. You can't see
anything.
The fuck I can't.
You can't see a thing less than you can hear a thing.
I fucking see
that. I take that back. I
can see that better than you. Clearly, because I know what time's not up yet.
I think
yet.
Your ears are affecting your eyes, dude.
No, they're not, dude. My eyes are nothing but sharper than they've ever been.
You know how sometimes one dog dies and then the other dog dies pretty soon after? Mm-hmm. I think that's, you think that's your ears happening? Are the first dog.
Right.
Or a tower, if you will.
Mm-hmm. You know how like a blind or a deaf, like
Piece of shit.
You know how like a blind person or a deaf person have the other senses, all they do is heighten.
Yeah.
So when I started losing my hearing, my eyes became sharp and focused, like a fucking Cooper Hawk dog.
Really?
Oh, dude. Right now, I don't know if you can feel it, but I'm staring right at the back of your fucking head.
Yeah.
I go right through you.
I actually right feel through a little nervous.
Sugar. I'm going right to your knee. I'm going right to your salivary glands, dude. And I'm going to leave a little fucking piece of...
It's inappropriate. We're in the workplace right now for you to look at me like this.
Leave a little piece of bacteria in there for you. And hopefully you get a big swollen fucking face. Next time you start calling Alex names... You'll think fucking different. Fucking smart guy. Fucking yo-yo. That's another one we should bring back is yo-yo. This guy's a fucking yo-yo. Fucking. Yeah, no, maybe it's Yahoo. Yahoo. I think that might have been what I was going for.
Benjamin.
But that's what the thing when I said I watched Nosferatu. I told that to my boy Jack. And I go... I'm watching. It's called Nosferatu, and he goes, "Is there a first one?" And he goes, "Is there a Nosferatu?" And I go, no, no, the name is Nosferatu. I was not a number two. And he was just Nosferatu. Yeah, he was like, he loved the fact that he was, he goes, is there a Nosferatu?
Yeah.
I looked at him, I was like, what? And I was like, oh, I thought that was fucking clever. Nice work, Jack. Jack's got autism.
You loved the movie?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked it true. Cool. It was true to the original movie.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because you could see the what Bram Stoker did with it. You know what I mean? And this guy does like legit shit. Like I like the fact that this dude was Bavarian instead of
Bram Stoker.
No, yeah, Bram Stoker, the guy that did Dracula with fucking Keanu Reeves and that
yeah,
story.
A long time. Yeah, with Gary.
All Oldman. Of the, that's Nosferatu is based off of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, and yeah. I didn't. Yeah, yeah. That's why I hated it because I was like, this is fucking Dracula. I'm not even kidding. I was like whispering. I was like, this is like Dracula.
Uh-huh. Nosferatu and it was his first incantation.
She didn't like it. Ari mm-hmm. didn't like it, and I was like, you know what? It isn't that good. Let's go.
It's great,
but it looked really cool.
Yeah,
it was Dracula.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? Why is it?
Nosferatu was the first film interpretation of Bram Stoker's Dracula, and then
so Dracula stole from Nosferatu.
Yeah, yeah, but they're just telling the same story. It's from a book. It's not a fucking. It's a book, dog. It's made out of. A book.
Have you said the word Dracula to your son? I bet you he's like Dracula.
Yeah, he loves Dracula. Yeah, Dracula. Yeah. He likes vampires. Count.
I've always thought Count was cool to be a count.
That would be fucking dope. I don't know. How do you become a count? You should know.
You know how to be
some,
a count.
Some weird Slavic shit.
Don't you have an uncle?
Yeah. The counts?
Hmm.
What the fuck are you not listening to the fucking conversation? You've just been sitting out?
I started thinking about stuff.
Fucking.
He's counting.
Yeah. A count. Like a fucking.
Like a bank account?
No, like a.
No, like your uncle. Like that you were talking about that in the castle.
Like Count Dracula.
There's only one Dracula.
I know, but he'd be like a count.
Well, you just told me
that's
to count.
That's right. You said it, brother. Mm-hmm. You said there's it, brother. Fucking Nosferatu. Yeah, there's
right.
only one Dracula.
Right. Nosferatu was the first Dracula. Well, no, that's all I'm saying.
You told me to
he's
count.
A vampire.
You told me to count Dracula. There's only one Dracula. I counted him.
What was he, though, besides a vampire? From a royalty perspective, he was a count.
Is he like, I don't know, like a duke?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, did dukes make you counts? I bet you dukes make you counts.
I think a count
is a count is greater
worth
than a duke.
Two dukes,
really?
And dukes get reelected every 2 years, but a count
is a
4 year
term.
No,
oh,
a 6 year
term.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, no, a count stays open until you take all your money out of it.
No,
no, you can cancel a count.
Well, yeah, that's how you cancel it though. You take all your money out.
No, you have to actually cancel it.
Well, if you leave it dormant for long enough, they'll just close it.
I know, but I mean,
that's how I've always closed my accounts.
Faux pas to not cancel your account.
No, I mean that's how I've always.
But how would a duke make a duchess.
A two duchesses.
Do you think if a duchess marries a guy, he becomes a count? That's
no,
what I think.
He then becomes a duke. But if you get divorced from a duke and duchess mm-hmm. situation, you are now a count. And then you have to go up in a hill and mm-hmm. live in some old-ass mansion. Yep. And there's all this renovation issues, and nobody wants to go up there mm-hmm. and do it. And so it becomes all cobwebbed, and you contort and...
Become an Osferatu.
Why don't you just take out a home equity loan, fix mm-hmm. it?
Nobody wants to go up there because you got divorced, and that's against the law. Yeah, and that's why.
No one's
going to
appraise that
seriously,
fucking place either.
Dracula's
dude.
Gay.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not.
No, he's not. If he was, that castle would be a lot nicer.
Dracula doesn't see gender.
Dracula's
like that.
A little gay.
No,
he's not. He's
men,
such a straight
women.
Guy.
No, he's dude. He's everybody.
No, he's not.
Fuck,
he's not a gay guy. If he was gay, that castle would be fucking popping.
Vampires are bi as fuck, dude.
All
vampires.
I'll give you
are bi.
I'll give you all bi. But if he was gay, that shit would be. There would be fucking West Elm couches all over that place.
You don't keep that shit. That right. His face that lined up the way a vampire's face is lined up like perfectly. You don't get that way without having a little bit of flair.
Well, he probably has a gay guy in the fucking castle.
Yeah, but he's also having sex with him. He has sex with everybody. Draculas have sex with everybody.
I don't believe that. I don't believe Dracula's gay because that castle is fucking dingy as fuck.
Vampires are gay then, not Dracula's.
Yeah, don't
vampires.
Say.
I mean,
I think
vampires can be gay.
I think all vampires are bi. I'm going to go on a generalized step and say all vampires are bi.
I don't know.
You don't think they're going to shake the opportunity to suck a dude's neck?
That's like saying
sucking a dude's neck is gay.
Sucking a dude's neck is
like,
kind of gay.
That's like saying all bears are bi. Like a bear is just going to eat a fucking, it doesn't care if it's a man or a woman, it's going to fucking eat. It's hungry.
What if they lick it a few times first?
So you
like
look,
my
you
dog
think
is
vampires
my dog's
are,
gay.
So you
it licks me all the time.
Vampires are animals. So once you're undead, you're no longer a man. Is that what you're saying?
You're not a human anymore.
Yeah. No, he's right. You're a beast.
All right.
From hell.
I guess that's honestly, what am I saying? You know what I mean? I watch too many fucking, you know.
What is a vampire? A dead person. Yeah. What is a dead person? Someone that doesn't have a soul. What is something that doesn't have a soul? A fucking animal.
Yeah, but vampires can dance. How do you dance without soul?
That's why they don't dance.
The fuck they don't dance.
You call that dancing?
Dude, they're fucking dancing. You ever seen Interview with a Vampire? Dancing ass, ballroom ass dancing motherfuckers.
That's white people dancing. That doesn't fucking count.
It's way before white people.
They don't get down, though.
You ever seen Vampire in Brooklyn? You ever seen Vampire in Brooklyn?
With Whoopi Goldberg?
No, with Eddie Murphy. Yeah, then tell me a story next time. Watch that movie and tell me vampires don't get down.
All right, we'll have to finish this.
I'm sorry for getting mad at you guys.
We'll have to finish this next week.
I'm sorry, too, guys.
Yeah, sorry we all got so mad today. It's just things change without Ian being here.
Yeah.
Sour fucking candies like a fucking 9-year-old girl.
I miss him.
Do you think maybe the sour candies changed our moods?
It brought me up a little bit. I know I needed it. I needed sugar in my system, dude. I was falling out.
It was the lights for me.
Does anybody who has dates?
I'm going to be a Blind Pig Monday. These
lights remind me of Ian.
Tomorrow night.
I was supposed to be there, but I think I might have to cancel it.
Too bad. So sad. Nick,
no,
you...
No, I'm good. Pickles.
No shows to promote?
Nothing.
Really?
Not right now.
You named off like 16 shows last week. What the fuck, you did 16 shows last week?
I actually quit baseball. Mm-hmm. So when I do that, it's Pickles.